We are learning Maseches Bo Metzia, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The halacha is that there's two types of havas, a milva b'shtar and a milva apeh. By a milva b'shtar, if someone lends money, I lend Reuven money with a shtar, Reuven cannot taina, he paid it up, as long as I have my shtar. Because there's some idea called shtar chaviyad chamayabayi. Why am I holding the shtar? If you would have paid up, you would have took the shtar back. So I'm holding your shtar, you're not believed to say you pay unless you have eidim. Masha'inkin, if it's a milva apeh, which means I didn't have a shtar, I lent you money without a shtar, so then you could taina parati and you're believed, you don't need eidim. Comes al gemara's mechadish, omrav chiyah ba'aba omra yechidon, hatoina chamayis lebezdin loya maklum. That when it comes to amayis lebezdin, even though there's no shtar, you're not believed that you paid up. For example, the example Rashi gives is a ksuba or mazon isha of a banos. In those cases, where the Bezdin says that the husband has certain chiyuvim, he has to give a ksuba, he has to give mezoinus to his wife and to his children. Dear, if he tainas, I did it, or I paid it up, I gave you the money already, I gave you this child support, I gave you that money already, you're not believed. Even though there's no shtar involved, you're still not believed because every ma'isa Bezdin, atainach ma'isa Bezdin lo yamaklum. And the Gemara says, why? My time, what's the reason? Kol ma'isa Bezdin, command the knock a shtar of the yodadami. All ma'isa Bezdin is ki'ilu, they have a shtar, and just like a shtar, you can't say parati if someone holding a shtar. Here, even though the isha here, in this example, is not holding a shtar, still the husband is not believed to say parati without eidim. This is the law of Rabbi Yechonon. So only Rabbi Chiyah ba'Abba Rabbi Yechonon, Lo'im Yishenu Yizu, you didn't have to be chiddush. It's the first Mishnah, Masechta Ksubas. The Mishnah says, Vitziya get, the isha pulls out a get that she's divorced, Ve'inim Ksuba, she doesn't have a ksuba, Goyve Ksubasa, she's Goyve the ksuba. So what's the pshat? Why doesn't the husband just say parati? Teretz is, because it's a ma'is lebezdin. So it's the first Mishnah that even though you don't have a ksuba, the husband not believe parati. Amalei, Rabbi Yechon says, you're right, it's a first Mishnah, but if not that I told you this klal, ma'is lebezdin, kol tainach, ma'is lebezdin lo'yam aklum, that you're not believed, you wouldn't have chap, that's what the Mishnah is saying. He loved the lo'yam lo'chaspa, le'mishkachas m'ganisa tusa. If not that I picked up the pottery from the ground and uncovered the diamond, you would not have found the diamond under it. It's only because I told you, now you understand that's what the Mishnah means as well. That was hidden in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means also that every Ma'is HaBezdin is like there's a shtar, and if the Isha comes the kayak of the Ma'is HaBezdin, the husband cannot say, I paid up. So Abai says, no, it's not right for the Mishnah. You think it's a first Mishnah? It's not a first Mishnah. I'm Abai, Mari Maganisa. Why is it a first Mishnah? Dilma Mokoyim She'in Koyisim Ksuba Askinam. Maybe that Mishnah is talking about a place where they don't write Ksubas. Some places they didn't write a Ksuba, and they just relied on the get. The get Hanu Ksubasa. The get is B'mokim B'Ksuba. And that's why there you're not believed, because there the get is the Mokim Ksuba. Like Rashi says that if you don't want to have Eidim, at least get a receipt. If the husband paid up, get a receipt, because the get is like Ksuba. But maybe your Abaye says, Mokim is Christ Ksuba, then you could tie it. Nikita Ksuba Gavya, Iloiloila Gavya. That means if you have the Ksuba, you collect. If not, I can say Parati. No such thing as Maisa Bezdin. And there, if you don't have the Ksuba, since you usually write a ksuba and you don't have the ksuba, he's believed to say parati maybe, even though it's ma'is lebezdin, and not like Rabbi Yechonon, who said Rabbi Yechonon is true. Like the top Rashi says loy gavya, and the second shot, you can say paratiya. Or maybe the reason is if you don't have the ksuba, we won't let you collect because you might use the ksuba later on to collect again. In any case, who said that the husband is not believed? The husband is believed to say that it was paid up by ma'is lebezdin. Rabbi Yechonon's wrong. It's not a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a place you don't write a ksuba. You don't write a ksuba. You have no choice. That's the loch. A place you don't write a ksuba, there, the loch is that he's not nema to say he paid up. Masha Inkin, if you have a ksuba, there you are nema parati. There's no such thing as ma'isa bezdin. But then Abaya said, you know what? You're right. Hodom Abaya, lav milsi davri. When I'm tining against your pshad, you're right. It has to be that a ma'isa bezdin has a koyach of a shtar. What's the raya? The sakh daitoch. The makom shein koyis m'ksuba askina. That really the Mishnah is talking about makom shein m'ksuba. Our makom is koyis m'ksuba in a place to write ksubas in a kitik ksuba gavya ilo legavya. But really, in a place to write ksuba, you need the ksuba. If you don't have the ksuba, I could say parati. Can I get a ma'isa bezdin? So then it'll be shvar a mano mina irisin, which means a isha that used to have two things at two different times. Kedushin, which is called arusa. They did a suin, which is chuppah. He did a later date. So Abaye is assuming that's partial Amona gets a ksuba. But you definitely don't write the ksuba, even the Malkum's Christmas, we don't write the ksuba until after the Nesuah. So Abaye is saying, Amona Mina Erisin will never be able to collect the ksuba. But my Gavya, how is she going to collect the ksuba from the Yarshei Abal? She doesn't have a get, and she's dead, and she doesn't have a ksuba. So how is she ever going to collect it? But Adi, Mrs. Abal, must be with the Adi that her husband died. But let the children Taina, my father paid up. And since you don't have a star ksuba, so you're not, they're going to be believed. Elamai, it must be that you cannot collect, say parati, connected a maisa bezdim. Really, doubly parati. The whole takana of ksuba manu erisin, they always katana parati. It's not possible he made a takana in such a oifen, that he always made a taina parati. And therefore, Rabbi seems like he's being choizer and saying, since we have an idea that manu erisin gets a ksuba, and there it has to be that you can't believe the tainus parati, so must be reference right. That when you have a ma'is of bezdin, which means you have a takana of bezdin, you have to make this payment. That's ki'ilu et peshtar. You're not believed parati. So the Gemara here now just jumps on Abaya. Now Abaya made his whole hechrif, his whole hachacha came from that Amonim Erisin gets a ksuba. That's his whole idea. That's his whole way he gets his thing. The Gemara says, who said that's true? Where did it say anywhere that you get taka Eksuba by Arusa? So the Gemara, I'm going to read because Rav Ashi, I'm on a marriage, and it's Eksuba Manala. How do you know Taka Arusa gets Eksuba? Ilay Mahotna, maybe it's in this following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, this Armelin is Karsha, if the Isha's husband dies or she gets divorced, Bayman Arisa, Bayman Asuin, Sakhma Arisa, Sakhma Asuin, go ahead and ask a call. You collect the Eksuba. So maybe that's the Raya. You see the Eksuba by Arisa. No, it's not a Raya, because Dilma Hecha, the cost of law. Of course, if a husband writes a ksuba to his arusa, of course he could do that. He can machay himself that. But where do you see it? Takana d'rabbana. If this mishnah is talking about a case where the husband wrote the ksuba, so my remember, what's the chiddush of this mishnah that says that if she gets divorced or she loses her husband, then she gets a ksuba? Obviously, he wrote the ksuba. So v'chitay my lemeimer lafukim ralezim rezaria. The omer of ralezim rezaria. Ralezim rezaria says so. The cost of law elamnas lekainser. Ralezim rezaria holds that you only write the ksuba on manas that you're going to actually get married. That's called the chibas nesuin. But if you don't get married eventually, then I don't mean to write you a ksuba at all. So that's why you need this mishnah. It's rikhalei. And dekanami, I bring you a raya that we're talking about the cost of law. It's not talking about stam, that there's a takana rabbanon on a ksuba for amana merisin. The ketani, goyve es akol. Loshen is, then it's armu es karasha, bemen esun, merisin, goyve es akol. Yeram bishlama, the cost of law. If we're talking about a case where you actually wrote a ksuba, Hanukatoni Goyves a Kerl. Kerl means even the extras. Eli Amrit, the cost of law, you didn't write a ksuba. You only talk about the regular 100, 200. My Goyves a Kerl. Monum Asayim with the Isla. There's only Monum Asayim. There's no Goyves a Kerl. So what's Goyves a Kerl? So it must be your Rota Shtar. Basically, we're asking like this. Abaya's whole Hechrich was from that we have a Takana Darabona by Monum and Erisin. Freddy Tikamara, where's this Takana Darabona that Erisin gets a ksuba? If it's from this Mishnah, when you actually wrote the ksuba. You can do whatever you want. But who said that Kana the Rabbanon of Ksuba Narusa? We're on top of that Yud Chesam Aleph. Well, maybe it's from this following Braisa. Metani Rav Chiya Ba'ami. Chiya Ba'ami has a Braisa like this. Ishtoy Arusa. A Kayin has a wife who is but only with Kedushin, only Arusa. The Halacha is Loi Oinen. First of all, this goes to every person. You're not an Oinen on an Ishtoy Arusa, and therefore the Kayin can eat Kachim. He's not an Oinen. But Loi Metam Allah. Even though he's led up metamet to his wife, but this is not enough of a wife to be metamet to her. The chain he and her also she's not an oinen on him. And she cannot be metamet to him. And shaila is a pella. What do you mean? Kehenes doesn't have a locha of tuma. So Rashi explains it means that she's not mechuyev to take care of him. The locha is a shiva kroyvin. There's a special mitzvah for them to metamet to the mason and take care of the mason. Here, there's no mitzvah on her to take care of this husband. If it's only arusa. Another halach, another limitation about an ishtar arusa, meisa ina yarsha. If she dies, he does not get her money. Meis hu, but if he dies, goyve ksubasa. She collects the ksuba. Okay, first of braisa that a erisin arusa gets a ksuba. Zakhma osta araya, dilma the cost of law. Chitim the cost of law, maila memra. If the case was that he wrote a shtar ksuba to her, what's the chiddush of his braisa? Meisa ina yarsha, shrikhlai. The chiddush is that he's not Yerusha, that's the Chiddush. So we slogged up this whole idea that it's the Kana Darabonon that Arusa gets a Ksuba. If that's the case, so why was Abaya Chayzer from his Dichur and the Mishnah? Let's remember, let's recap what we're talking about. We're talking about over here that Rav Chiya said the Mishnah Hetziya Get Ve'inu Maksuba is a raya that you cannot say Parati Kenegad Ma'aseh Beis Din. On that, Abaye said, no, maybe they were talking about a place where they don't write a ksuba. So then Abaye said, no, it can't be, because Amono Mina Erisin, how you collect, there must be that Rav Yechon is right. But now we slogged off the whole idea of Amono Mina Erisin. So now, how do we know, Taka, that Rav Yechon is right, and why is it a raya from the Mishnah? I can slog up the raya. So where it says, Abaye, Magufa, the Mishnah called Abaye. And what we misunderstood Abaye for. Abaye was bringing a raya from the Etzem Mishnah that Rabbi Yechonon is right, like this. This if we're talking about a place where they don't write a ksuba, they get Tainu Ksuvasa, and they get is serving as the ksuba, or to get Mono Messiah Ksuvay, how does the get work? How does that prove, how does the get prove that you owe me money? It says Mono Messiah there. The Chitayim, you'll tell me, even the Kin Rabbanon LeMikvah, since the Rabbanon said you can collect with this get, command the ksiv beidomi, it's like it says in it, the Mono Messiah, Liptoim Velema Parati. Still, let the husband say, you're right, you have a get. I paid it up already, the ksuba. The Chitayim, you'll say, Dermile Parati, Abayel Mikraya, you should have ripped up the get. You should have took the get back and ripped it up. Omalon, Loyashif Kasan. She'll never let, he says, she never let me take the get. She wants to get remarried. Omra Binu Latsuvi, I want to use it to get remarried. That's why I really paid up the ksuba, but I couldn't take the get away from her. The Chitayim, Amrina Lei, maybe you'll tell him, you should have ripped up the get. You should have ripped the get up in a bezdin and let bezdin right on top of it. This get ripped up is not because it's possible. You shouldn't collect from the ksuba again. Maybe do that. And so since he didn't do that, so Raya didn't pay ksuba. So Mar says, no, ought to call the magvi beidin magvi. You think you always collect in a bezdin that you could do this? So very possible, says Parati, he paid up. He just couldn't take the get back. Elamai what? Elamai, that you not believe Parati, Kenegan Amai Sebezdin. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon is right. So this Mishnah that says, Etziya get, Einam Aksuba, you can collect, and the husband does not believe Parati, is a raya that you cannot taina Parati, Kenegan Amai Sebezdin. It's taka raya. And as Abai is saying, it's taka my first raya to this din of Shmuel, that I toyin acha, Amai Sebezdin, loy omar klum.